RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Forest fire cases dropped significantly in 2016. Indonesian President Joko Widodo must appoint professional as energy minister. Indonesian government to strengthen national connectivity. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo has claimed that the number of forest fire cases dropped by 78% as of August this year compared to last year. The minister said on the Home Affairs Ministry's website on Tuesday that in 2016, there has been a drastic decrease of up to 76% in the number of such cases. He added that the significant drop was a result of the hard work of regional heads and security personnel and was also attributed to the enhanced awareness of the Board of Plantation Companies managers. Integrated and early fire detection and extinguishing systems have also been applied up to the rural area level. Kumolo stated that village chiefs in 8 areas where local customs allowed slash and burn farming methods were able to adopt new ways thanks to the government's public awareness campaign. The role played by the regional governments, supported by the military, the police, various companies and the community, proved crucial to tackling the problem. Indonesian President Joko Widodo should appoint a professional energy and mineral resources minister to avoid a conflict of interests. An energy economic observer from Gajah Mada University, Fahmi Radi, said the person appointed to replace Archandra Tahar, who was dismissed Monday evening, should have the power to keep interest groups in the energy and mineral resources sector from gaining personal profit from Indonesia's natural resources. Fahmi said President Joko Widodo could consider several professionals as Archandra's replacement, such as State Oil and Gas Company Pertamina's Upstream Director Samsu Alam. Fahmi explained that Samsu has vast experience and had a long career with Pertamina. Although he suggested President Joko Widodo appoint someone with a professional background, Fahmi acknowledged that some politicians, such as Satya Widyayuda from the Golkar Party and Kurtubi from the Nasdem Party, were capable of leading the ministry. He stated that Satya and Kurtubi have long careers in energy businesses. They both hold master's degrees in petroleum engineering from universities abroad. The Indonesian government will not compromise with parties orchestrating acts of terror and violence across the country, President Joko Widodo stated at the Parliament building Tuesday. President Joko Widodo noted at a joint session of the House of Representatives and the Regional Representative Council that there is no room for terrorists in Indonesia. The world is currently facing tougher political and security challenges, the president remarked, adding that instability in certain regions might trigger acts of terror across the globe, including in Indonesia. The recent terror attack to have struck the nation's capital Jakarta occurred on January 14th. he emphasized that several terrorists committed suicide bombing and were involved in a gunfight with the police. Indonesian unity will serve as the capital to build a strong nation. The international community has lauded the government and national police for their quick response to deter and overcome the terror threat that created panic in society. Earlier in July, the Tinombala Operation Task Force had killed Santoso, a terror fugitive who had led the guerrilla attacks in the central Sulawesi town of Poso. The high price of some commodities is one of the obstacles faced by Indonesia in conducting international trade activities. Due to the high price of commodities, it is difficult for Indonesia to compete with other countries which offer lower prices. One of the main causes of the high price of commodities is the inefficient national logistics system. It makes the cost of distribution swells that lead to the increase of prices. Therefore, improvement of the national logistics system is important. One effort to revamp the national logistics system is to strengthen national connectivity between regions. It was submitted by President Joko Widodo in his official speech in commemoration of the 71st anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia Tuesday at the House of People's Assembly and the House of Representatives MPR DPR Building, Jakarta.
Penguatan konektivitas nasional di
Improving national connectivity aims at creating efficiency of the national logistics system so it can support the stability of commodity prices. President Joko Widodo added, improving connectivity is part of the 12 packages of economic policies that have been formulated earlier by the government to develop the national economy of the country. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, in Jakarta. Children and women are susceptible toward violence and sexual harassment recently. Minister for Social Affairs Kofifa Indar Parawansa, after annual meeting of the People's Consultative Assembly MPR in Jakarta Tuesday, said the people must be proactive to report all kinds of violence toward children and women. She said the government has optimized aid services for children and women at police offices. Actually, there is special treatment room in all sub-precinct and regional police stations. They have also police-based service center. And now we have to inform people that victims of violence and sexual harassment should report themselves immediately to the police stations, which have special treatment room for children and women. I worry that the information has not been widely spread, and many people know nothing about the police service for children and women. Minister Kofifa Indar Parawansa also asked the press to participate in socializing the aid service for children and women in police stations. Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Kuching, Malaysia, attended on Tuesday the opening of the 15th International Peatland Congress IPC that takes place in Sarawak, Malaysia from August 16 to 19. Jahar Gultom, from the Indonesian Consulate General in Kuching, said it was the first congress in Asia which was attended by experts and entrepreneurs of peatland and palm from various countries. Jahar said in this event, Indonesia could share and get knowledge about industry, agriculture, environment, as well as the peatland management and introducing the Indonesian tourism to the world.
Jadi barangkali pengalaman-pengalaman ini nanti bisa kita share.
We could share experiences because we have the biggest tropical peatland in Kalimantan, Sumatra, and Papua. Our peatland is the largest in Asia. There are many things we could learn from the International Peatland Congress as well. On the occasion, we could also promote Indonesian tourism to the participants. They come from 30 countries in America, Asia, and Europe. The International Peatland Congress is held every 4 years. 100 participants from Indonesia consisted of representatives of Indonesian Consulate General, peatland expert, businessmen and officials of peatland restoration agency, lawmakers and journalists. The last item. The Indonesian government is targeting to collect 1,495.9 trillion rupiah in the 2017 draft state budget. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has set 5 steps to achieve it. Sri Mulyani said at the Office of Directorate General of Tax, Jakarta, Tuesday, August 16, 2016, that the government wants to increase the tax base and taxpayer compliance. The minister will try to achieve it through the implementation of tax amnesty policy, extensification and strengthening of tax database, intensification through the use of information technology, and confirmation of taxpayer status for public services. Sri Mulyani will also provide tax incentives, such as lenient rates for a certain industry, to improve the investment climate, industrial competitiveness, and boost the downstream policy and domestic industry. The minister said the general provisions and procedures of tax draft bill are expected to complete this year and income tax draft bill to complete by 2017. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Forest fire cases dropped significantly in 2016. Indonesian President Joko Widodo must appoint professional as energy minister. Indonesian government to strengthen national connectivity. That was the news.
To listeners of the Radio Republik Indonesia, my name is Mokhtan, and I would like to congratulate the Republic of Indonesia for the 71st anniversary. We have gone a long way from our journey since 1945, and I firmly believe that we'll continue to make progress and also prosperity for the people of Indonesia. Thank you very much.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our commentary for today entitling Discrimination in a Country Upholding Human Rights. The recent unrest caused by widespread racial problems in the United States, a country that has claimed to be the foremost in upholding democracy and human rights in its foreign policy, has drawn the attention of the world. The killing of black youth by Milwaukee police has provoked rioting, burning up to looting in the city. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett explained the shootings by the police was because the victim was carrying a firearm and refused to surrender. Meanwhile, the city of Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn said the policeman who did the shooting had been secured to avoid mass amok. Video recording of the incident shows that the police had acted according to the procedure. Edward Flynn also confirmed the victim has a long criminal history and the weapon he carried during the incident was a stolen one. But the statements of Milwaukee mayor and city police chief was denied by the victim's family. His brother said the man did not deserve such treatment from the police. He denied that he was a criminal. According to him, his brother ran from the police because of fear, as evidenced by a gunshot wound at the back of his body. Mass rioting in the United States is nothing new. The discrimination of minorities is often the case since the era of the Civil War in 1800. Riots in the 1960s, a severe race riot in Los Angeles in 1992. Ferguson, Missouri, 2014, until August 2016 in Milwaukee. All indicate that the problem of discrimination still occurs in the country that supposedly most exalt democracy and human rights. According to the Pew Research Center study published by the BBC last June, the minority, in this case black community, still feel they are treated unfairly, not only in dealing with the police, but also in the loan application to the bank, employment, up to education. Reflecting on what happened in the United States prove that there is no guarantee that a country which is highly developed and prosperous upholds democracy and human rights as the U.S. can distribute the welfare to all its citizens evenly. Sharing justice, prosperity, and welfare proportionally is not easy. especially in a country that is multi-ethnic and multiracial. It takes wisdom, sense of humanity in any individuals, even within the government, in policy and decision-making. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Today in History of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on August 17, 1938, Wage Rudolf Supratman passes away. Wage Rudolf Supratman was designed as a national hero of Indonesia for his services to the nation. His songs, Indonesia Raya, became the national anthem of Indonesia. On the closing ceremony of the Youth Congress, the Congress which gave birth to the Youth Pledge, which was held in Jakarta in October 1928, Wage Rudolf Supratman played his songs by instrumental music. It is for the first time the song Indonesia Raya was sung before public. He died on August 17, 1938, due to illness. On August 17, 1945, an event of the Proclamation of Indonesian Independence. The Proclamation of Indonesian Independence was read at 10 a.m. on Friday, 17 of August 1945. The declaration marked the start of the diplomatic and armed resistance of the Indonesian National Revolution, fighting against the forces of the Netherlands and pro-Dutch civilians until the latter officially acknowledged Indonesia's independence in 1949. In 2005, the Netherlands declared that they had decided to accept de facto August 17, 1945 as Indonesia's independent state. In a 2013 interview, the Indonesian historian Sukoco, amongst others, asked the Dutch government to formally acknowledge the date of independence as August 17, 1945. The United Nations, who mediated in the conflict, formally acknowledged the date of independence as 27 December 1949. The document was signed by Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta, who were appointed president and vice president respectively the following day. We conclude the segment of Today in History with an event on August 17, 1978, the success of crossing the Atlantic Ocean to the air balloon. A helium gas balloon, namely Double Eagle 2, succeeded to cross the Atlantic Ocean. The Double Eagle 2 balloon landed successfully at Bali Field near Europe, Hoyt, Normandy, France. The balloon took 3 days with a team consisted of 3 persons in it. Previously, there were 12 time balloon flights to cross the transatlantic, but all have failed and killed 5 people. Listener, that was today's segment of Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back to Void Green. Today we'll talk about orangutan is freed in Central Kalimantan. Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation, or BOS, and Conservation and Natural Resources Foundation of Central Kalimantan released 10 orangutans from Nyaru Menteng to Bukit Baka Bukit Raya National Park in Katingan, Central Kalimantan. The 10 rehabilitant orangutans consisted of 6 female orangutans and 4 male orangutans, with 6 of them are 3 pairs of mother and child. The orangutans being the result of reintroduction from Nyaru Menteng Tangkilang, Palangkaraya. The ceremony was attended by Director General of Conservation and Natural Resources and Ecosystems, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Tahrir Fatoni, at the Katingan Region Office on Sunday, August 14th. On the occasion, Tahrir Fatoni said that the release of orangutan to the protected forest is an effort to preserve payung spaces. Orangutan is also called payung spaces because the primate animal is an effective cereal spreading agent to guarantee regeneration forest. Preservation of orangutan guarantees the forest preservation as its habitat, so it is expected the preservation of other living will be preserved anyway. Tahrir, who helped oversee the process of release, added, "There are still many species of orangutan at the rehabilitation centers in Sumatra and Kalimantan, which must be returned immediately. The policy is aimed to continue the success of releasing 167 orangutans at Lindung Bukit Batikap Forest, Central Kalimantan, since last 2012. The amount is almost approaching the limits of carrying capacity of Batikap to rehabilitate orangutans, such as 200 individuals maximally. Meanwhile, in Nyaru Menteng, the Boss Foundation still rehabilitating nearly 500 other orangutans. Therefore, Boss Foundation requires new forest area, which is eligible for the release place of rehabilitation orangutans in Central Kalimantan. Some of the requirements that must be met for a rehabilitation place, such as it is located at an altitude of less than 900 meters above sea level, it has quite stock of natural food plants, there has no or lack of wild population in the region, and safe from possible exploitation in the future. The Bukit Raya Natural Conservation is located in Katingan Regency, which is part of the Bukit Baka Bukit Raya National Park in the heart of Borneo Island. This area is also designated as the World Heritage Site by UNESCO. The President Director of BOS Foundation, Jamartin Sihite, said that at least for the next 3 to 4 years, Bukit Raya area is able to free orangutans that are currently maintained in Nyaru Menteng. Meanwhile, the head of Bukit Baka Bukit Raya National Park, Bambang, said after the release of 10 orangutans, it needs to be followed related to the habitat, predators or competitor of orangutans. In fact, there must also be socialization with the surrounding community, because the release of orangutans in Bukit Baka Bukit Raya National Park is conducted for the first time. That's why green.
I am Wan Pin Upton, the Executive Director of the Foreign Office under the Thai Government's Public Relations Department. I would like to say happy 71st Independence Day to the people of Indonesia. May the relationship between the Public Relations Department of Thailand and Indonesia get stronger and provide benefits to the people of the two countries.
Listener, welcome back to News in Brief. Indonesian Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo has claimed that the number of forest fire cases dropped by 78% as of August this year compared to last year. The minister said on the Home Affairs Ministry's website on Tuesday that in 2016, there has been a drastic decrease of up to 76% in the number of such cases. Indonesian President Joko Widodo should appoint a professional energy and mineral resources minister to avoid a conflict of interest.
An energy economic observer from Gajah Mada University, Fahmi Radi, said the person appointed to replace Archandra Tahar, who was dismissed Monday evening, should have the power to keep interest groups in the energy and mineral resources sector from gaining personal profit from Indonesia's natural resources. The Indonesian government will not compromise with parties orchestrating acts of terror and violence across the country, President Joko Widodo stated at Parliament Building Tuesday. President Widodo noted at a joint session of the House of Representatives and Regional Representative Council that there is no room for terrorism in Indonesia. The high price of some commodities is one of the obstacles faced by Indonesia in conducting international trade activities. Due to the high price of commodities, it is difficult for Indonesia to compete with other countries which offer lower prices. One of the main causes of the high price of commodities is the inefficient national logistics system. Children and women are susceptible toward violence and sexual harassment recently. Minister for Social Affairs, Kofifa Indar Parawansa, after annual meeting of the People's Consultative Assembly MPR in Jakarta Tuesday, said the people must be proactive to report all kinds of violence toward children and women. Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Kuching, Malaysia, attended on Tuesday the opening of 15th International Peatland Congress, IPC, that takes place in Sarawak, Malaysia from August 16 to 19. The Indonesian government is targeting to collect 1,495.9 trillion rupiah in tax revenue in 2017 draft state budget. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has set 5 steps to achieve it. Minister Sri Mulyani said at the Office of Directorate General of Tax, Jakarta, on Tuesday, that the government wants to increase the tax base and taxpayer compliance. The minister will try to achieve it through the implementation of tax amnesty policy, extensification and strengthening of tax database, intensification through the use of information technology, and confirmation of taxpayer status for public services. Listener, that was news in brief.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll talk about Independence Day of Indonesia. Stay tuned. Listeners, today is 17 August, which coincides with the Independence Day of Republic Indonesia. On this occasion, Indonesian people are committing to show their nationalism. There are a lot of things that can be done to show the nationalism. Take for example, they attend the ceremony of flag hoisting and participate in the event to enliven the Independence Day. The Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia or the anniversary of Indonesia nation is usually highlighted with a lot of activities, one of which is by holding competition. This competition is usually known as 17th August competition. It means that the competition is carried out on August 17th. This competition is held not only to enliven the day, but also to become a way to evoke the nationalism as Indonesian nation, especially the next generations of Indonesia. Because the competition which is usually held is Indonesia's traditional game, so Indonesian young generations can recognize, love, and inherit one of Indonesia's cultures, such as the traditional game. Listeners, actually, there are a lot of traditional games that can be competed in the 17 August competition. Yet, not only some of the traditional games are generally highlighted to the competition from various regions. The games are like makan kerupuk, a contest of eating crackers, allowing the participants to eat a hanging cracker. Palap karung, a contest of sack race, which allows the participants to get into the sacks and hop away to the finish line. Balap kereleng, a contest of marble race, allowing the participants to bite on a spoon with a marble on it. Makan kerupuk contest is one of the popular competitions in the 17 August competition. This competition is carried out with hanging the crackers on a rope. Then its participant tries to eat up the prepared cracker quickly. In the balap kereleng contest, the participant also shows their speed. It is done by beating a spoon with a marble on it and working on the way to the finish line. While with balap karung contest, this contest also makes the participant show their speed to the finish line. In this competition, the participants have to get into the sack. While in the tug of war contest, it involves two groups. Its group consists of 5 persons. Both groups compete on two opposite sides with each group. Both of groups compete on two opposite sides with each group and hold tight a rope. Between the two groups, there is a straight line as a barrier. The group which is crossing the line will lose. The contest of climbing the greasy pole is usually carried out in the final time of all the competition, because this contest usually becomes the latest competition. In this competition, the tree trunk is put with grease or some oil to make it slippery. On the top of the tree, various interesting gifts are hung. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic of the Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia. Thank you for listening. Happy Independence and sampai jumpa.
I am Hoàng Anh Tuấn, the ambassador of Vietnam to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 71st Independence Day to the people of Indonesia. May the relationship between Vietnam and Indonesia get stronger and provide benefits to the people of the two countries.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Membeli Buku Musik, which in English means buying a music book. Stay tuned. As As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Rencana. Rencana, which means plan. Selamat sore. Selamat sore, which means good evening. Buku musik. Buku musik, which means music book. Suka. Suka, which means to like. Bermain musik. Bermain musik, which means to play music. Hobi. Hobi, which means hobby. Toko buku. Toko buku, which means bookstore. Membeli. Membeli, which means to buy. Buku apa? Buku apa, which means what book. Hobi. Hobi, which means hobby. Musik pop. Musik pop, which means pop music. Musik jazz. Musik jazz, which means jazz music. Musik keroncong. Musik keroncong, which means keroncong music. Agak sulit memainkannya. Agak sulit memainkannya, which means quite difficult to play. Pergi bersama-sama. Pergi bersama-sama, which means to go together. Now, listener, we give you an example of conversation entitled Membeli Buku Musik, or in English means buying a music book. The conversation is between A. Adi and B. Rudy. Adi. Selamat sore, Rudy, which means good evening, Rudy. Rudy. Selamat sore, Adi. Selamat sore, Adi, which means good evening, Adi. Adi. Sore ini kamu ada rencana kemana? Sore ini kamu ada rencana kemana? Which means, where will you go this evening? Rudy, ke toko buku. Ke toko buku, which means, I will go to a bookstore. Adi, ingin membeli buku apa? Ingin membeli buku apa? Which means, what book do you want to buy? Rudy, membeli buku musik. Membeli buku musik, which means, I want to buy a music book. Adi, apakah kamu suka musik? Apakah kamu suka musik? Which means, do you like music? Rudy, ya, hobi saya bermain musik. Ya, hobi saya bermain musik. Which means, yes, I do. My hobby is playing music. Adi, musik jenis apa? Musik jenis apa? Which means, what kind of music? Rudy, musik pop dan musik jazz. Musik pop dan musik jazz, which means pop and jazz music. Adi, apa kamu tidak suka musik keroncong? Apa kamu tidak suka musik keroncong? Which means, don't you like keroncong music? Rudy, ya, saya suka. Tetapi musik keroncong agak sulit memainkannya. Ya, saya suka. Tetapi musik keroncong agak sulit memainkannya, which means, I like it. But it is a little bit difficult to play keroncong music. Adi, mari kita pergi bersama-sama ke toko buku. Mari kita pergi bersama-sama ke toko buku, which means, let's go together to the bookstore. Rudy, baiklah. Baiklah, which means, all right. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
I am Dražen Margeta, the ambassador of Croatia to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 71st Independence Day to the people of Indonesia. May the relationships between Croatia and Indonesia get stronger and provide benefits to the people of the two countries.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. Today's edition is coincided with August 17, 2016, the anniversary of Republic of Indonesia. Well, listener, to remember the patriots or the hero in struggling Indonesia's independence 71 years ago, let's listen to a song entitled Gugur Bunga by a young singer with melodious voice, Shana Senan. Happy listening.
Pilu telah gugur.
The Indonesian struggle of independence will never be forgotten, even though it has been 10 years ago. A wise man said that the big nation is a nation who respects to the services of their heroes. Therefore, August 17th is a historical moment that must be celebrated by entire Indonesian people. The sacrifice of life and property has brought the result of Indonesian independence. People can live free on the prosperous country with all potential of natural resources. Ismail Marzuki has devoted his national soul through lyrics and songs, as well as other songwriters and singers in Indonesia also have reflected their love to the country through their works. Well, listener, let's enjoy the next song by Gombloh entitled Kebiar Kebiar.
Yeah.
The heroic songs, just like the songs that we've just listened, intended to awake the fighting spirit. But it is not the fighting with weapons, but for remembering the Independence Day to give a respect for all works that the heroes had done for the independence of a nation, so that the future generation can fulfill it properly in accordance with the purpose of Indonesian struggle that included in the 1945 Constitution. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song by Titiek Puspa entitled Pantang Mundur, means persistent. Enjoy the song and sampai jumpa.
Bye.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.